Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on June 22nd, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. Nine storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Bad Advice. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Melissa Lynn and is titled The Chafe. Thanks for listening.
I am here to tell you a story, which is why you came, right? And this story is the story of Chafe 2010. But like any good story, there's a backstory to the story. And like any other good story, the story starts with, so I met a guy in a bar. Meet this guy in a bar. You know, he's nice. He's great. I didn't get drunk enough to really like him, but I got buzzed enough to give him my phone number, which he pursued relentlessly, till the point where I was like, okay, fine, lunch, we'll go to lunch. Because everyone knows lunch is not actually a date, and there's some sort of like always after event that you can go to. Well, I gotta get to the bank, I gotta run. So lunch seemed like a safe idea. So I made him for lunch, and we actually had a really good time, and he turned out to be a fantastic person. And we start talking about biking, and I think the situation was that I was riding my mountain bike because my old Peugeot road bike that I was riding had a flat tire and I didn't know how to fix it, something along those lines. And so he says, okay, well, you know, you should just borrow my bike for the winter and the fall and the spring because I only ride it in the summer. He's like, you know, it's a nice bike. It's a Kona Jake. And I'm thinking, yeah, that is a good bike. Oh, yeah. But then I'm also thinking in my mind, if you borrow this bike, you're going to have to continue this. But my brain didn't quite get that message to my mouth because what came out was, oh, hell yeah, I'll take the bike. Let's go. So he says, all right, let's load up in the car. I'll go get it right now. I'm like, yes, score. So we're in the car. We're going to get the bike. And about halfway through this car ride, I think, I wonder if this is that proverbial piece of candy that you're not supposed to take from strangers. So I, you know, look around the car. It's a really nice, clean truck. He's got that pack of gum that fits in the cup holder, you know, playing Dave Matthews. I see no duct tape, no rope, and I think, okay, I think I'm safe. I feel okay about this. So we get the bike, and he gives me a ride back to my house. In hindsight, my mother later told me, you let him know where you live? I was like, yeah, you know, he gave me a bike. It's cool. Well, as it turns out, because I'd been borrowing this bike or using this bike, we went on a couple of dinner events. I wouldn't call them dates. It was strictly platonic friendship. It was. And it gets to be about Christmas time, and he says, I got you a Christmas present. And I'm thinking, shit, dude, I didn't get you a present, but that's cool. Give it to me. So he pulls out this nicely rolled up piece of paper, like a scroll, and it's tied all pretty. And he goes, I wrote you a poem. And I think, oh, fuck, red flag. Red fucking flag. But at the same time, I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure he's going to pay for dinner. So, like, what kind of positive feedback do I know about poems? Like, nice job. I like your pantomime. I don't know. So I unroll the poem. And it's actually a picture of the bike. And I look at him, and I'm thinking, please don't just start waxing poetry in front of me right now. Like, this is going to be really weird. And he goes, I'm buying a new bike, so I want to give you this bike, the bike that he let me borrow in the first place. And I'm thinking, all right, hell yeah, I just scored a free bike. And he goes, but there's one condition. And I thought, yeah, here we go. Is it? And he goes, you need to do one major bike ride with me. And I thought, well, that is way less sluttier than I thought you were going to ask for. So I am sold. Yes. And he goes, do you know of any, like, major rides to do? And I was like, yeah, Rat Pod. Let's do Rat Pod. So Rat Pod is 130 miles. It's a ride around the Pioneer Mountains in one day. Fantastic ride. And it's on the bucket list. He says, all right, well, we're going to do it. So we sign up with Missoulians on Bicycles. Missoulians on Bikes, another fantastic organization, MOBI, as it is for short. And we start riding. So the first ride's in February. Okay, we show up. I'm wearing skivvies, like long johns, much like what I have on now. Ski socks, which is ironic that I own them because I don't ski. Crocs, some sort of random pullover, and a down vest, okay? I'm not clipped in, I don't have Lycra, I don't even know what gels are at this point. And we show up, we're like, yeah, we're here to ride. And Moby is such a fantastic, Missoulians on Bicycles is such a fantastic organization that they just took us in and we're like, oh, you poor sweet thing, yeah, let's ride. So we ride and we realized quickly that the next ride we needed to have on the Lycra, you know, the tight fitting clothes and the weird gloves, and we learned how to clip in, and so we grew as riders. And about April, we're on some great ride. I think we're actually biking up Lolo Pass, which was a good feat. And this gentleman in the club says, oh yeah, so you guys are gonna do Rat Pod. That's awesome. You know, you should do this ride over in Idaho called the Chaffee. I was like, Chaffee. How do you spell Chaffee? And he goes, you know, it's C-H-A-F-E. I'm a first grade teacher. That sneaky E is gonna bite the A-A-F, chafe. That ride is called the Chafe. It is not the Chaffee. So, I was like, you know, poor kid, can't spell, no big. And he goes, yeah, you know, it's a 160-mile ride over in Idaho. And I'm thinking, oh my God, the poor guy, not only can he not read, he's horrible at math. Like, who does a 160 in preparing for a 130 ride? No. So I don't know if I actually, like, verbalized that or if I just had the look of, like, Because he says, no, it's flat. It's a flat ride, you know. It's a good endurance training ride. And I was thinking, oh, yeah, endurance. That's something I should be doing, endurance, yeah. All right, well, let's do it. So Matt and I, the bike friend, we sign up to do the Chaffee over in Idaho. And we pull up into Idaho, and we pull up, and I'm standing there. I'm eating a bagel in this hand, monster cookie in this hand, large coffee with cream right in front of me, you know, I'm just gnawing at it. And these other people are pulling up, and they've got on, like, good Lycra, you know, like, kits. And they got gel, you know, they're sucking down this gel, and, like, Gatorades. They're just having at it. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? It's flat. Why would you do this? And they're the kind of people that are lifting their bikes out with one finger because they're so light. And their wheels, I don't even think they had rubber on their wheels because God forbid there's friction. Okay? So Matt and I, we go to get our bikes out. It's a two-man job because they're heavy. And not only are they heavy, but we have the racks on the back, and we thought we needed to bring a trunk of shit. I'm pretty sure I had, like, flip-flops, a raincoat, a bottle of Gatorade, not the powders, bottle of Gatorade, probably a couple of sandwiches, maybe a camera. You know, I might even brought my swimsuit. I don't know what I was thinking. So our bikes are heavy, and we're like, that's cool. We got this. It's fine. So we start off, and like, it's flat. It's a flat ride. Bagel's kicking in. I'm feeling good. And we get going. And mind you, at this point, I am in Lycra, and I am in clip-on shoes. Okay, we got rid of those Crocs. So we get going, and the first thing out of the gate is this long hill that curves this way. And I thought, that's cool. You gotta get up to get down. And then it's gonna be flat. 160 miles of flat. That's what the guy told me. So I'm climbing this hill. Mind you, I don't quite yet know how to climb a hill. You know, that you gotta get up and tap the saddle in between. You know, I'm granny gearing it up. Yeah. And it's like the M, you know, where you hike the M and you think you're at the top, but you're not. There's like a whole other mountain up there. So we get to the top of this hill, and there's a whole other mountain. I was like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. Cool. It's going to get flat. So we're cranking this out. Right about the time where I think I'm going to die, stop number one shows up. And we get there, and somebody says, oh, yeah, those warm-up hills, those are great. Warm-up hills? You'd be fucking kidding me. Warm-up hill? I just climbed a mountain pass. So the next 30 miles is nothing but up, 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 down, up, up, up. It's horrible. Horrible. So we get to the second rest stop, and somebody says, yeah, That's the worst. It flattens out from now. And I was like, really? Because your version of flat is different than my version of flat. So we go, and sure enough, it did flatten out, and it was gorgeous. And then all of a sudden, we turn, and we're on the riverbed, and I'm like, yes. Where there's a river, it's flat. All right, cool. So we're biking along, and we turn into this headwind. And I don't know if you've ever biked into a headwind, ever, in Missoula. It's not pleasant. And this wasn't just like a gentle breeze to cool you down. This was a headwind, like coming on. The point where I look over and I'm like, oh, and there's a turtle like passing me right here. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know. So we get to the third rest stop. And we, you know, we're like, yeah, we're good. We got this. It's cool. And somebody says, yeah, the sweep car is about 5 miles out. It's coming to get us. I was like, oh my God, we're about to get swept. The sweep car is the car that picks up the losers, essentially. I was like, all right, I had one goal, which was finish the race, and now I have a more pending goal, which is not get picked up by that damn sweep car. So we're like, and I'm thinking, you know what? How bad do I really want those flip-flops and that coat and that camera and my suitcase on the back of this bike? I'm biking and biking, and I look back at Matt, and he's like, yeah, let's keep going. We got this. We got this. So we get to the fourth rest stop, and I look back at Matt being like, do you want it? And he's like, yes. They have ice cream. Ice cream. And I was like, okay, ice cream. So we get in, we grab the ice cream, and I swear I was like delusional. I didn't even know what to do, that I just was like smeared on my face. Because I've seen people do that in marathons, but they do it with water. And I was just a little like off. So I got ice cream running in my face, which actually is kind of good because I can get, like, you know, get a few licks in. And we're just racing against this pace car that I don't know if really existed or not. Like, racing against a stupid pace car trying to finish 160 miles in a headwind after doing all these crazy flat hills, you know? So we're pulling in, and as we're pulling into town, they're tearing it down. Okay, race is over. Like, nobody's there anymore. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm finishing this. Finish. So I got a little lost in town. I don't even know what town I was in. I got a little lost because they pulled out all the, like, cool flags. And we bust in backwards to the park where the race had ended. You know, and the bikers are there with their shoes off and they're drinking beer and eating barbecue. And we bust in. And people look at us and they're like, oh. And it was the most slowest, awkward, uncomfortable clap as a true chafe could be. Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. Born and raised in Montana, Melissa Lynn is a first grade teacher at Lowell School. A cultivator of lofty goals and a connoisseur of cheap red wine, her life motto is, do it until it ain't fun anymore. She's a classic Missoulian, a long-distance road biker, mild hiker, camp fanatic, and classic raft bow flower. Yet somehow, she can't ski. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. View their menu and event schedule at tophatlounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock, and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, finally, a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy and upbeat with a fun mix of top 40 favorites and upbeat alt-pop gems. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain, Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, and mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He is at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Design. Gecko Design is a great little design shop specializing in responsive results-driven web design and are proud supporters of the arts, hosting First Friday events every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. The Bookstore at the University of Montana. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction. FactandFictionBooks.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at marc@tellussomething.org. That's marc@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Rachel Durkin, Sean Hawkins, Angela Miller, Steve Gonzalez, Jeff Ducklow, Ethan Sky, Brock Nose, Melissa Lynn, and John Turk. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn more. TellUsSomething.org.